It's all ready, and it's got the big print. It's got the big print, brother. Good to see you. Good to see you.
To start off, I'd like to apologize for anything I may have said about Charlie the last time I sang. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day.
Thank you, Marnell. Thank you for allowing us to that is my story. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's your story too. This is my story, this is my song, praising my wonderful Savior all the day long. Yesterday, I had a wonderful opportunity. Yesterday morning, I was at Oakton Baptist Church. Now, if that rings a little bell to you, our dear friend, Brother Lou Holmes, for so many years, pastored at Oakton Baptist Church. And the new minister, Brother Ray Brock over there, he'd called, he'd asked that if I would come over and be a part of an ordination panel. They have a young man over there, and he's not that young, but everybody to me looks young anymore. And he has decided that God has placed a call upon his life, and he is going to be ordained and serve with them over as a youth pastor. And Brother Ray called and he said, you know, I want to get ministers together, and we'll just have a little panel. We'll ask some questions. We'll get to know him, and hopefully you will get to know him better. And I know that so many times that when we get an opportunity, and for me it's kind of different because I don't get to get together that much with ministers. I don't go to church. I hate to tell you that. Seems like every time I go to church, I got something I got to do. So for me to just go back and sit and relax, I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be good, and they're going to give us lunch afterwards. I'm just all over this thing. And the different ministers there were asking questions, and they were quizzing about different things and what was going on. And they came to a question, and you know, this guy, I mean, his name is Greg, and I mean, he is going to be a great help over there. He's wonderful. And his theology, his knowledge of the Bible, I'm like thinking to myself, I said, man, I'm glad they're asking him the questions, not me, because I got to go home and study. I hope it's, you know, there wasn't one multiple choice question in that whole thing. I was just disappointed. And they asked him if he read the Bible from front to back. And he answered yes and went on, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I thought what my answer would be, I would say, yes, I have, but I don't think I've gotten all the names right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many people have kind of dozed a little bit in the Old Testament when you go to those begots and the begots and the begots and the begots? And today I'm going to share with you a very short scripture. It's found in the book of Zechariah, Old Testament. It's kind of towards the end over there. And I'm going to just read for you. This is in the fourth chapter, and it goes, and it's got another one of those names that you're going to love to try to hear me pronounce. I'm glad Matt's not here today because he actually goes home and practices these names and how you pronounce them, stuff like that, as he well should. In the fourth chapter, it reads, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me. This is the prophet speaking. It says, the word of the Lord came to me. And the ninth verse reads, it says, the hands of... Who's laughing already at me? Who is laughing at me already out there? Somebody over there has got a little chuckle, and I haven't even tried it yet. Zerubbabel. You're supposed to say amen. Amen. Zerubbabel. Have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand shall also finish it. Now, I'm going to come back to that, but remember, I'm going to fill in the blanks a little bit. This was a temple that had been started, and it laid kind of dormant for about 12 years. No work had been done on it. It wasn't finished. But the prophet was saying that the Lord had spoken to him that it was going to be finished. And he says, then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And then very interesting, it says something in his 10th verse. It says, for who has despised the day of small things? Who has despised the day of small things? Heavenly Father, for just a moment, allow us to open our minds and hearts so we receive that truth. Each one is an individual. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people, amen. Amen. Small things. We live in a time, we live in a place, we live in a society that is ever about the big thing. It's always about the big thing. It's always about the big production. I had a wonderful joy yesterday going to that church because Oakton Baptist, it's not even as big as our sanctuary is over there. But trust me, those people, and so many of them have been here to our concerts on Friday night, as we walk in there, they show us the love. They've actually invited us next month, and in the middle part of October, they're having a pastor appreciation day. I have a hard time saying that. You don't get that. No, I'm kidding. They're having a pastor. Come on now. They're having a pastor appreciation day on a Sunday afternoon. They're having a meal at 4 o'clock, and they've invited us to go over to sing at 6 o'clock for Pastor Ray over there. But it's amazing to me when you walk into that small church how much love that you feel, because for so many years, Brother Lou Holmes was there, and how he just loved us to death and would just show his love towards us every time you go in. Just like I heard testimonies today about Dorothy when she's talking about a warm, loving family church. And when you mentioned that, Dorothy, you kind of thrilled my heart over there, and I thank you for it. When you get online, everybody's talking about the big thing and the productions. And I know churches, and I just praise God for every church and what God is doing at work in every one of those churches. I praise God for all the big things that are going on. But I'm here to tell you today that God, He loves the little things. God, I believe, rewards and honors and will many times take that little thing, and He will make it big. Think about it. There was a small baby that was given to a Jewish couple who would later on lead his people out of bondage, Moses. When God decided that this world need healing, when God needed to send a Savior to this world, He sent what? He sent a baby. Reminds me of the guy one time, he rode into town, and he first time in there, and the old fella sitting there on the porch, and he said, "Hey, old timer," he says, "has there been any famous people born in this town?" The old timer says, "No, just babies." Right? Yeah. Right? Just babies. So many times, I believe that we as individuals, we sometimes think that we can't make a difference. But I'm here to tell you today, according to God's word that I read, I am never to despise the small things. Here at this church, I've been so amazed about so many times the smallest little things have made a difference. Edie sends her love, and she wanted me to let everybody know how much she appreciated the cards and the outpouring of love. And as she started to go back, she started to name names, and she named one individual here at the church. And she said, "You know, that individual sent me a sympathy card when my goldfish passed away." So I'm not going to tell on this person. So don't any of you look at Dee right now. Don't you look at her. But it's amazing how the... Can you see me, Dee? You still love me, girl? Heck yeah. Still love me? Okay. It is amazing how the smallest thing done in His name, how God will touch a heart. God used Moses' rod to defeat the armies of Egypt. God used David's sling to do what? To drop Goliath right in his tracks. Rahab, okay, ladies' class. Rahab, she tied a little bit of a red rope out the window. Okay, you King James Version ones, you know, with your they're correcting me on that King James one. The King James says, of course, you said rope. And because of that, her family was spared. And there was a young man who simply brought loaves and fishes. And because of his small lunch that he brought, thousands, thousands, thousands were fed. I believe that when God lays something upon your heart, that you need to do it. I don't think you always ought to try to figure it out. I don't think you need to justify it every time. Because there's so many things that I believe that God, by His power, by His might, by His wisdom, is asking you to do something that, wow, you don't think there's going to be much that's going to come of it. But God will make it happen. Now, I sat there with those ministers yesterday, and folks, I enjoyed it. We started to talk a little bit, and trust me, this guy, he is knowledgeable. This guy, he is going to be a great addition. He's good. And then afterwards, we went home and had lunch, and we just started to kind of share a little bit about what's going on in your church and what's going here and what's going on over there. And it was good. And one of the ministers told this, so don't blame me. Don't you blame me. This was supposed to be for Gilbert today, but he's not here. He's at home playing in the dirt. Is that right, Mabel? That's right. And I told her, make sure you let him know that that dirt will be there tomorrow. You come to church on Sunday morning. I don't usually get that away. But when I have one story for Gilbert and he's not here, I'm gonna say it. I'm going to give it to you anyway. He says, well, let me tell you about the old minister. Had to go to the dentist. Pulled all his teeth. Got up the next Sunday and gums were hurting so bad he don't go on to preach about 5 or 6 minutes. Had to sit down. The next week he tried to get up and do the same thing and he said, you know, he probably preached only about 15, 16, had to sit down and all like that. And the third week, when he came to church, he got up and started preaching. He preached for 2 hours and 38 minutes. They had to pull him out of the pulpit over there. They had to drag him down the aisle. And they finally said, brother, what happened to you? He said, well, I'm so sorry. You know, that first Sunday, my gums were hurting so bad. And the same way on that second Sunday. He said, but you know that third Sunday? I got up and made a mistake. I reached over and grabbed my wife's dentures instead of mine. And I just couldn't shut up. Now, ladies, do you still love me? And we all had a little laugh over there. And each one of the ministers going, oh, I got to use that. I got to use that. You know, I got to use that one. And then we started sharing about what good things that God is doing in their churches. And as I got to listen, and I heard each one start to just share a little bit about different individuals within their church that have followed the call of God and have stood up to be a help to them as ministers. And I thought to myself about how fortunate I am here at Mount Calvary because of the wonderful support that we have, about people that are willing to do the smallest things. Brother Joe Klein will always be here on that Friday early to open that door for when the groups come. Now, on Friday night, we have a concert. This is my commercial. We have a concert Friday night. The Old Paths are going to be here. Male Quartet, you're going to love them. You're going to love them. But I'm so moved when I have that on my mind, and then I have family members that come in today. I think about so many times how a phone call, how a card, how just a kind visit can make a change in somebody's life. I believe that if you do it, and you do what God has laid upon your heart, that He will bless it. You don't need to judge whether or not how big it is, how small it is. It doesn't have to always make sense to you. You know that widow who gave those two mites? And trust me, that's less than a penny. Less than a penny. But when Jesus talked about it, He said that she gave more than all the rich people put together, because she gave of her heart. Folks, thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for doing what you do. I love the music today. I love singing that song, "I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand." And I made sure that when I sang that song, that I never looked at Cindy one time. Because it's hard to sing and cry at the same time. You get up there in the front and then you get all blubbery. I love that song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus Is Mine." Because you know what? This is my story. This is my song that God has given me. Amen? Amen. I'm going to pray, and we're going to be dismissed in just a moment. I think some of the ladies are going out. I think they're going to celebrate Dorothy here and her milestone tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. But they're going out today, if I believe it. It's like that. This Friday, we have a concert. On Wednesday, we have choir practice at 7 o'clock. Coming up in 2 weeks, we have something special for you. On a Sunday afternoon, and I'm talking in 2 weeks. Everybody hear me? That's not today. That's not next week. That's 2 weeks. Amen? Amen? In 2 weeks. On a Sunday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, we're going to a place over around 50 over there. Everybody's invited. It's not a surprise and all like that. Miss Hattie is also going to have a little celebration of her birthday. And when I said, "Hattie, we're going to celebrate your birthday," no, you're not. No, you're not. Bob, am I lying? No. Told you the same thing over there. No, you're not. We're going to get together on that Sunday afternoon about 4 o'clock, and I want you to do something. After the service on that Sunday, I want you to go home and just feed yourself like you normally do. I want you to go home, and that way, all we got to do is bring a little cake and desserts. We don't have to worry about feeding y'all. You know? It's the little things that matter, don't you think so? But we're going to celebrate a little milestone in Hattie's life. And we're going to celebrate all the little things that she has done for so many in this church. Amen. Amen. All hearts clear today? I'm glad that I have been in the house of the Lord. I'm glad that I've been able to come in and laugh. I've been able to come in and hear and see people crying as songs have been sung and words have been shared that have touched hearts. And I'm glad that I'm here to celebrate the love of God. Heavenly Father, we gathered together, and God, you've blessed us today. You've allowed us to come in, and God, so many people that, God, we haven't seen in a bit, and I'm just so glad that you brought us back into our midst healthy again to sing praises under your name. So God, for each one of those prayer requests, for each family member that was mentioned, for each friend that needs a touch, God, we lift them up to you one more time. And God, if it be your will, bring us back again to your house to sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Stand to your feet. Sing along with me. Ready? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been one.
Jones, but